time for the Big Boy Sports Recap, brought to you by
Big Boy.
Well, buddy, it was a heck of a weekend in the world of sports, that's for sure.
It was pretty crazy weekend, yes.
Between the draft, baseball, hockey, you can even talk about your NBA if you want to. But
and today was even crazier with the breaking ground of the addition to the Big Boy.
I actually was going to ask you about that.
Broke ground today.
Yeah?
Yep.
50, 60 extra people can meet in this back room, is that right? It's kind of like a banquet room, so to speak?
Can be. Or just extra seating on Saturday and Sunday mornings when we're crazy busy.
Kitchen can handle that?
Teams. We're going to find out. The cooks were asking me that, and I'm like, yeah, we'll be fine.
Well, let's start with a really cool story, if
yes.
you don't mind.
We have to start with Anthony Rendon.
And people might be saying, who the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, they probably are, because I've never heard of the guy. Well, I mean, what was he batting going into yesterday?
226.
226.
He had five RBIs, batting 226 on the season.
Yes. And what did he do yesterday? Six for six. Three home runs. 10 RBIs. And his batting average is now 278. It went up 52 points in one game, and he tripled his RBI total for the year.
It's crazy.
I mean,
it's a record.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. He's a third baseman.
But, he's really not well known at all.
No.
What was the final score in that game, 18?
23-5.
Oh, wow.
Washington had, they were very efficient, 23 runs on 23 hits. That's pretty good. Yeah, that was a crazy game that saw lots of home runs.
And that's Rendon, about all I have to say about that.
Yeah, let's go to our teams now.
How about Brewers? They won yesterday, I know that.
Yeah, they lost the first two games. They were up 8-4 on Friday, and their bullpen gave up six runs. They lose 10-8. Then on Saturday, they lost 11-3 with another bad pitching performance. Yesterday, though, Garza gets his first win, and Santana had the only run. He had a three-run shot and a solo shot. Win by the long ball again, 4-3 yesterday. So the Brewers.
Where's Thames at for the year?
He tweaked his hamstring and he did not play.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That sucks. So is he still leading the majors in long ball?
Oh yeah, definitely. He did play yesterday. He missed the day before. He played yesterday. He had two strikeouts. He's still batting .345 on the year though. So
wow,
we'll be fine with that.
Well, the Tigers, well, who's up next for the Brewers, first of all?
They play today against their nemesis at the St. Louis Cardinals. They just can't seem to beat this team. The Brewers are 13-13. The Cardinals are 12-12.
Yeah, the Cardinals are not that good this year.
Zach Davies versus Michael Wacha. Cardinals start out bad every year, and all of a sudden, they win the division almost every year, except when the Cubs did last year. But,
you all right?
Okay.
Detroit Tigers. Finally, put an end to a losing streak yesterday as Iglesias drives in three runs. They actually put up big runs and got four scoreless innings from their bullpen.
What? That's big news right there.
I couldn't believe it. Four-game losing streak, 7-3 win over the Chicago White Sox. Now, Jordan Zimmermann, who is now 3-1, picked up what I would call not a very clean victory. It was quite sloppy.
Mm-hmm.
Three runs, seven hits, two walks, and five-plus innings. He struck out five and gave up one homer. But it was enough to beat the Chicago White Sox. Four-game losing streak did not surprise me at all. You cannot have pitching the way that they've had.
And that's why they're 12-12.
Yeah, I mean, they're .500. I don't really expect them to be a whole lot better than that this year, honestly.
Well,
they can turn this bullpen and pitching staff
around.
They
host the Indians tonight. Daniel Norris takes the mound versus Trevor Bauer. So the Indians are the first place. They're two games behind the Indians, so maybe they can catch up some ground in this series.
Well, I think the real story is the two of the rookies, the call-ups from Toledo, John Hicks. He had four straight hits with an RBI single. And Ducey scored when Iglesias grounded out. Nick Castellanos finished the inning with an RBI single to make it a four-run game at that point. But the real story is Ducey and Hicks. Ducey's hitting .400 right now through seven games with the Tigers. Since being called up, .400.
Not bad.
making a case, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And he's not young. He's 32 years old. It's not like this is some 22-year-old kid out of Toledo. He's 32.
Okay. We should take a break because we got a lot to talk about. We still have the draft. We still have lots. Take
okay. NHL playoffs and more coming up. Second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap right after this. It's the Outdoor Show.
Fish fry, fish fry.
Every day is a fish fry at Big Boy Marquette. Try Big Boy's Fish Fry Platter or the delicious Great Lakes Perch Platter. The all-you-can-eat Friday night fish fry at Big Boy.
Reel in your fish at Big Boy Marquette.
Or for the pasta lovers, endless spaghetti and meatballs. Or the delicious Cajun Chicken Alfredo. Fish lovers, get to Big Boy Marquette.
It's a fish fry paradise at Big Boy Marquette.
Marquette, Big Boy.
Second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap presented by
the Marquette Golf Club.
All right, my friends. Tomorrow's the big day. Demo day, 11 until 5. I'll be out there though, pretty much the whole time. I know you're going to stop out a little bit, aren't you?
Yeah.
And?
Mother Nature doesn't look very good tomorrow.
I know it doesn't, but it is technically possible that it's going to clear up in the afternoon.
Technically, yes.
I looked at several different forecasts.
And don't forget... $100 off Heritage or $150 off couple Heritage membership. Tomorrow only.
Call 225-0721 to find out more. We'll be out there, though. Come on out and try out all the major manufacturers. Ping, Callaway, Cobra, Titleist, Adams, Shrix on Cleveland. I know I'm forgetting something big, but that's about it. Come on out. We'll be there. 11 to 2, 5 tomorrow at the Marquette Golf Club. Demo day, baby. Okay. Right.
Quickly, let's go NHL.
Okay, do it.
All right. Predators beat the Blues 3-1, and the Ducks beat the Oilers 6-3. The Ducks, Edmonton still leads that series 2-1. The Blues are down 2-1. But what happened on Saturday, Adam? The team I said is going to win the Stanley Cup, which I don't like.
The Penguins destroyed the Capitals
6-2.
I watched that game.
And the Senators beat the Rangers. I don't think I'm in double overtime 6-5. I don't think I'm going to get my Ranger pick right, but you never know.
I picked the Rangers with you on that series.
Yeah.
Actually, but, I don't know if I actually picked the series that way, but I picked the first game that way.
Okay. I'm not changing it. Tonight we got the Capitals, Penguins. In Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh could take a 3-0 lead. We're not talking about the NBA. Too much stuff to talk about in the NFL
we
and the
NBA.
We can
get to the NBA tomorrow if you
yeah,
want to.
Yeah, we can do that once a week maybe.
Is that all the NHL news at this point?
Yes.
Capitals on the ropes entering Game 3.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Let's recap the... Let's start with my Lions.
Okay, I'm sure you will start with the Lions.
Recap the 2017 draft pick. First round pick, Jared Davis. We already talked about him. I'm happy. Inside linebacker from Florida. Second round pick, Tyus Tabor. Cornerback from Florida. I'm happy about that pick. Third, Kenny Golladay. A wide receiver from Northern Illinois. I'm not sold on it, but I'm not like thoroughly upset about it or anything.
Okay.
Another outside lineman, or excuse me, outside linebacker, Jalen Reeves, Maben from Tennessee. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Not super excited. Tight end. I don't know why they drafted another tight end. Out of Toledo, no less. Michael Roberts.
Ebron hasn't done anything yet.
Well, yeah, but this guy's not going to do anything either. Nope. All of the scouting reports I read, he's just going to be an average player. Well, I guess you got two average
all
players.
All right, keep
now.
Going. Okay. We got to get to the Packers.
Jamel Agnew, cornerback out of San Diego. Happy. Jeremiah Ledbetter, defensive end out of Arkansas. We'll see. He actually, they think he could turn into something bigger than his draft pick status. Another six-rounder, Brad Kaya, quarterback out of Miami. Whose mother is a YouTube sensation, apparently. And Pat O'Connor, a defensive end out of Eastern Michigan. Last round.
Staying a little home there. All right.
Go, Packers.
I thought you had the list for me.
Oh, well, hang on. I thought you had
you
it
took
out.
The list.
Let's see. First round.
Second
traded,
round.
So to the second round, two picks. Kevin King, cornerback out of Washington.
Love it. They said should have been a top 10 pick. All right, Josh Jones.
Safety.
They take safety. Love it. Defensive tackle, Montrevious Adams out of Auburn. Love that pick. Outside linebacker out of Wisconsin, Vince Beagle. Another good pick. BYU, Jamal Williams.
He's a running back.
He got kicked out of school for having sex in the dorms. That's all he did. It wasn't like anything bad either. It was consensual. Well, I don't know. But now
BYU is a religious-based school.
Well, he's still got a lot of talent, and they said if that didn't happen, he might have been a first-rounder. Wide receiver D'Angelo Yancey out of Purdue in the fifth round. They stockpiled picks. I loved
it. Wide receiver.
And then Eric. Yeah.
Another running back, Aaron Jones.
Yeah, another out of UTEP. And then you can say that guy, offensive tackle out of South Florida, Kofi Amakaya. There we go. And Devontae Mays, running back out of Utah State. Malachi Dupree, wide receiver out of LSU, which freed up some space today to cut waving Don Jackson and releasing Christian Michael, which I thought was a strange one. And they picked up the fifth-year option on Clinton Dix. And the rumor is they still may try to sign Jamal Charles.
That's the rumor.
Wow. Lots going on in Packerland.
I thought both teams had good drafts.
The Packers on one of the things on ESPN had an A+.
There we go.
An A+.
That's one person's opinion, buddy.
That's ESPN poll opinion. Not one person.
Do you think they both did well?
I think the Packers did well.
Do you think the Lions did well?
We'll have to see.
Oh, for God's sake. Big Boy Sports Recap. We'll catch you tomorrow.
All right.
Demo day tomorrow.